What the fuck is up, bitches? It's been a year since I was on the podcast last. A lot has happened. I hope you're all doing well. I'm currently recording this off of my computer audio because I currently do not have access to my professional mic that I bought at Best Buy that I have been talking about so much. But I hope this works, and I'm going to try to make the vocals work as well so it's like a bit pleasant to listen to. But yes, if people haven't met me before, hi, I'm Lena. News that have happened, I have pink hair, I came out as bisexual, and I also have ADHD and a lot of opinions. So that's basically all you need to know about me. Yeah, so this past week really spurred my comeback into the podcast world. I'm obviously very vocal on social media about women's rights and like the LGBTQIA+ community. But this recent week has really tested me and my patience. And I'm kind of tired into yelling all my opinions into just like the air. I want someone to tell them too. So I thought this would be helpful, and this would be a fun episode to do as like one of my first episodes from as my comeback in season 2 of this podcast, and hopefully I'll have time for more, especially this summer. So as you see, the title is fun. An open letter to men, and I guess this is an open podcast episode, just open commentary to men. My podcast name in itself, Loud Girl, is already kind of, in my opinion, breaking gender norms, because women are meant to be passive and not take up space. So I feel like this podcast in itself, it has been kind of my protest personally for a long time as a way of saying, like, fuck you to people who think my non-normative behavior, aka having a lot of masculine traits, is basically, like, I don't know, saying fuck you to people that think that that should be silenced or in the past of just, like, being bullied for being loud and being bullied for having opinions, which I now know is, like, not my fault really whatsoever. It's society. I'm like, and the patriarchy. Okay, so a little context. This episode was sparked out of being generally emotionally exhausted from carrying men around me's like journey, like emotional journey, and with feminism particularly, and them realizing their own kind of misogyny and sexism that they have internalized after thinking that, like, oh my God, I'm literally such a feminist, I'm such a good person, I'm so all these things. And then when we've had conversation, I've had to like point out certain things to them, and they've gotten butthurt, and their egos have been very wounded. And I just figured, instead of having individual conversations with all these people, which I already have had, I feel like it would be easier just to kind of say all the things I wanted to say in this podcast. So just warning, just some disclaimers. This podcast is very heteronormative, and not this podcast, but like this episode in general will be kind of like heteronormative. I don't think my podcast is in general heteronormative. Maybe it is. I have no idea. But, and it may be like this episode may be kind of like generalizing or like grazing on certain issues, that are more intersectional. But I feel like this episode is just like directed to the men in my life, cis men in my life. I might point out, and I am also a cis woman, also a cis white woman, but I could feel like I could make a whole episode in itself on how the patriarchy affects specifically women of color and the LGBTQIA+ community and their members as well. But I also feel like I need to educate myself more on those topics before I do so, and because I don't want to speak for these groups of people that I am a part of the LGBTQIA community, I guess, since I am bisexual, But I feel some type of imposter syndrome sometimes just because I'm in a hetero relationship with a cis white man. So it's just a bit different, and I feel like I would rather get someone else's perspective on it and have them guest on the show than just me speaking from experiences. But of course, I will address these topics as well as I can. Now, okay, an open letter to men. So, what has happened this week that has made me so furious? Basically, I've had to make my private or my Instagram account private because before, when it was public, a bunch of bros would basically send my stories to each other in order to bully me, I think, for my opinions. And also, just this week, I've particularly been angry with men, just in general, just that fun bra bi girl rage of hating men for sport almost. And when I say hate, like hating men, it's the patriarchy. Like people that don't understand that, people that's like, especially LGBTQ people and cis women and non-cis women that say, I hate men. It's not like, oh my God, I hate every man. I'm a fucking misandrist. Like that's not what it's about. It's about the patriarchy. So people that don't understand that it's systematic, get the fuck out. But basically, I've just been angry. And especially with men, I've been angry with men's reactions to my posts. I have had good discussions with friends and intellectual discussion with friends of mine who are cis men. But it's just been very difficult, especially when male egos get hurt. When I say, I don't know, women are people, and then there'll always be someone that's like, do you have a source? Do you have a source on that? Like, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, like, what if women like aren't people? Like, I think it's so crazy. Like, I don't know. So that's how I imagine every man talking. But it's not just like my friends, it's like random dudes. Randoms. So that's why I've had to private my account. And I'm not ashamed of anything I post online. I'm not ashamed of anything I post on social media. It is just incredibly fucking annoying when shit like this goes down and it makes me just not want to talk about anything anymore. So first of all, I had a situation with a friend, a very close friend of mine. Shout out. You know who you are. But it was like a good conversation, but my initial reaction to them questioning my post, because it was just me being angry at men, and I was like, yo, everyone has internalized sexism and misogyny, and I know it's like something that was coined for women, hating on other women, but I also feel like everything is internalized, so to me it also applies to men, even though it's like, you know what I mean. So, and then I was like, but are you? Does that really exist though? Like, is that even a thing? Like, they just kept questioning if that was a thing. And then it like turned into something else, and we could have a productive discussion about it, about like being optimistic about human beings or being pessimistic about human beings and stuff like that. But it really solidified my stance on like that there's just some things that are so deeply fucking socialized that I don't feel like I need a hashtag source for, you feel me? Like if I'm talking about women's experiences, if I'm talking about the male gaze or stuff like that that we'll get into later and I'll provide definitions or whatever, it's like these things are so quote unquote natural. Like they're almost been naturalized because of how socialized they are. Since we came out of the womb, shit has been going down. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's been happening. I'll give more context to the situation. But then another man, also a friend, kind of was questioning because I like put up a post and I was like, yeah, it was said that it wasn't that marriages were better back in the day, it was that women couldn't leave, basically. And my argument for this is basically because of women's emancipation and about women not having the economic means to leave. Like they would literally be like dead on the street if because we were all housewives and we didn't have any fucking money. So, and also it was like not very liked at that time to get divorced and stuff. And then it was just like bringing up other issues and like, is it really because men are terrible people? Hashtag not all men. Like, and it wasn't just my friend, it was like several other dudes also like DMing me about bullshit. And I was like, this is stupid as fuck. Like, I'm sorry. To summarize my week, men were butthurt, male egos were hurt, and they expected me to reconstruct them back up again. You know, no, like they expected me to not all men them, and that's just not gonna happen. So, to get into it, I would like to go over some concepts with you because everyone listening doesn't have a fucking degree in gender studies or whatever. Not because I have one either, but I did read it. I did take classes, and I am an educated woman. So, basically, if you've never heard of internalized sexism or internalized misogyny, it can be defined as the tendency of some women to regularly put down, make disparaging remarks about, and/or sabotaging their own or other women's and girls' identity, potential, and success. And this is where I feel like, yes, it's targeted towards women, but I think men do this towards other women. But it's not, it's sexism, basically. But for me, it's like when I see the word internalized, I'm like, yeah, but it is so deeply internalized in all men. But yeah. And then we have sexism. Sexism is defined as a prejudice or discrimination based on a person's sex or gender. Sexism can affect anyone, but it primarily affects women and girls, subjugated by men, that is, and it has been linked to stereotypes of and gender roles. And may include the belief that one sex or gender is intrinsically superior to another. And this I feel like is super subconscious in men. I don't think dudes realize how much this shit is like so deep in their fucking brains. And it's usually only the people who are subjugated to this fun form of oppression, aka women and cis and trans and the LGBTQIA community and queer people. So for me, I've always had the belief that the most common, like everyday sexism and misogyny is like super highly socialized, very highly internalized by both men and women. And one example of this I would say is like the male gaze. And the male gaze is basically, it's almost like sexual politics. It's like the male gaze suggests that, like a sexualized way of looking, that empowers men and objectifies women. So the male gaze can be found in like media, in literally everything. So where the woman is positioned as an object of heterosexual, particularly male desire, and her thoughts, her own sexual drives, etc., are less important than her being framed by male desire. So, these are concepts that I feel like every human being should know of because it's everywhere, period, and we encounter it every single fucking day. So, I'm going to talk about my experiences with sexism and internalized sexism. So, I don't know. I don't know if anyone's like super interested in this or if like anyone is understanding this 100% because I get that it's like slightly academic and that I've like gone to school for 4 years for this shit, but also like I feel like it's not that hard to understand. So keep up. We're gonna get to the juicy shit like later. But this is my, or I guess this is kind of tea. Like, this is kind of tea, though. Like, now you're gonna know all my secrets. Okay. So, my own experiences with a particularly internalized sexism, it doesn't have to only be with like other women or from, I'm gonna do it as like the definition, like women on women crime, you know? with other women, but it also, like, it doesn't only have to be with other women. It can be with yourself. So with myself, I have, for example, been scared to apply for jobs within sectors that are mainly occupied by men, thinking I'm too sensitive to be a boss, or like too like that I'm a pussy, basically. I'm trying to make an effort to stop saying pussy and start saying ballsack instead, because I think ballsacks are weak and pussies, you know, push out human beings and are strong as fuck. So I'm gonna say I think I'm a little too much of a ballsack to be a boss. Just like holding myself back, scrutinizing myself under the male gaze, like, oh my God, wow, I'm so fat, or my boobs aren't as perky as this model or this porn star or this that. And bitch, like, I'm one of those people who I usually don't think I care about stuff, and I'm very performative almost, and like, oh my God, stop. Like, I'm not an internalized bitch. Like, I am so conscious of everything that I think about. But it's like, this stuff still happens. And something that's really common for me is also dismissing like my own opinions and dismissing my behavior in case it's like wrong, because I think it's embarrassing. And basically like conforming to what I think a woman should be. So like I always complain about myself for being too loud or too this or too that. Even though those are the things I like the most about me, it's still hard. And you're still like, oh yeah, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not like, I just criticize myself under the male gaze a lot, basically, and like about like weird gender role shit. And then, sorry, I have to drink my fucking coffee. I'm parched. Fuck this shit. Okay, there we go. So, with others, what do I do about internalized sexism with others, like with other girls? I used to be really mean to pick me girls, like girls that think they're the fucking main character, like whatever. And I still kind of do that, but it's like, I don't know, making fun of people is a pastime for me. It's really bad. And I'm trying to stop like pulling down other women in these ways. But yeah, I used to be like, I feel like we all still do these fucking things. Who am I to say that I used to be these things? Like, I'm above everybody else. Let's just say, being mean to pick me girls, even just calling them pick me girls, is like kind of mean. Being jealous or mean to other women for like being successful. One period of my life, I used to be like, I'm not like other girls, like that girl. Again, super bad that I'm like literally talking about it, like dragging down other girls as I'm using these terms. But like a girl that has a lot of male friends and like literally hates women because they think that means drama, you know, or like whatever. But now I realize, bro, you have two guy friends. What the fuck? And female relationships are so important and valuable and awesome. And I never had guy friends until I started college, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I used to be that for like 3 months. And then I feel like there's a third one. So like that was with others. And then I just feel like generally internalized sexism. I feel like other women and other men have both despised me for being loud or confident or successful. And the same thing has gone for like me despising other women for doing the same thing or like being similar to me, which makes no sense. You feel me? So it's like, and all this stuff is subconscious. I don't know that I'm doing all these things. These women don't know that they're doing all these things. That's why it's called internalized sexism. And classic examples, you know, calling people bitches because they're like, oh, they did their job right. Or if they're a hard ass or something, then it's like, oh, you're a bitch. If you're a woman, you're a bitch. Or if you're crying, you're like about something super reasonable, you're dramatic and like over the top, or you're delusional, like just for expressing your feelings. Or having an opinion. Oh my my God, this is gonna be such a long episode, but I literally have like a document of shit. I woke up, I didn't eat anything, and then I just wrote a 2-page document, 3-page document. Yeah, 3 pages of all the shit I wanted to talk about today. So we're gonna fucking talk about it. So, Jesus Christ. Everyday sexism. We've all experienced it, more or less. I'm not really a reverse sexism type of gal. I think anything reverse is like, oh my God. I just think about sexual innuendos now. No, but anything like reverse racism, reverse sexism, it's just like, bitch, what? You're just gonna try to, like, I don't know. I don't think, for me personally, I'm not like, oh yeah, racism exists for white people. Like, that's not a thing to me. I think that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. Because it's just like putting the eyes on the oppressor and saying that the oppressors are also oppressed, but it's like, no, you're not. Same thing kind of goes with men. I'm like, sweetie, you're not oppressed by women. You're oppressed by other men. Sit down. Sit your ass down. So, anyway, everyday sexism, for me, it's story time. I had a coworker with a completely fucked view of women who made me cry and who belittled me through calling me sweetheart all the time, like in English. And in Swedish, for all you Swedes out there listening, it it was the equivalent of calling someone like lilla gumman. Oh, see, lilla gumman. Like, it just feels like a teenage girl thing to say. And this man was older than me. He was like 29, I think, and I think I just turned 20 or something, and he kept doing this shit and was super mean to me. So this isn't like, yeah. And even in high school, without like the whole professional thing going on, I feel like, I don't know, like men's behavior would be excused as like bad behavior would be excused as like them teasing me or them like just wanting attention when it was actually like bullying. And when I stood up for myself, I always got in trouble and they never got in trouble. And this has actually followed me into university. So I had a teacher last year where we're obviously, like, I'm in an international class, and there's a lot of different people from different backgrounds, etc., but that has never really been an issue. But this time we were talking about something, and I was just rolling with my regular self, doing my shit, you know? And this guy talked, we were in a seminar setting, he was like, blah, 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 and I was like, I don't agree. And then the teacher, who is also Swedish, leans over to me, speaks Swedish to me, and says that I need to be more sensitive to people from other cultures and that I need to give people a chance and I can't be so mean all the time. And I'm like, bitch, if any other man had said what I said, like, it was the most unproblematic comment. It was about academics. It was about, like, me disagreeing with something that we read in the text. It's like, oh, you have to be sensitive, Lena. You can't be such a bitch all the time. I'm like, I haven't done anything, okay? Sit your ass down, sir. It's just creepy when dudes do this shit, and they're always, like, older. They're always, like, 45 or, like, 10 years older than you, and they say weird, belittling, gross shit to you. Yeah. Disgusting. Then, like, the classics, you know, men mansplaining you and talking over you in class. Very, you know, Kamala Harris in the president, vice presidential debate when she was like, I'm speaking, Mr. Vice President. Then we have the more fun shit, which is actually the least fun shit, which is sexual harassment. And when it comes to that stuff, I've had my ass grabbed in the club, both in Sweden and in other countries. Men have followed me after I've said no, like a million and 30 times. They've followed me outside of the club, like into the fucking McDonald's. This all happened when I was like 18, by the way. I don't leave my fucking house anymore. It's a hashtag pandemic, bitch. So we're not going anywhere. But I have this one gross ass shit piece of crap man that I just remember, and it was in Miami, and I was 16 and my sister was 14. And this man was following us and he would not leave us alone, and I think he was like 23, 24, like he definitely was like going to the club. It was in broad daylight, but it was on New Year's Eve. So this bitch was trying to find himself a date. You feel me? And I was like, I am 12. I don't know what the fuck you want from me. Whatever. We kept talking, and he did not leave me or my sister and alone. We were minors. He didn't leave us alone until I told him how old we were. And then he was like, oh shit. And then he ran away. So I hope my experiences have given you some fucking context to how fun it is to be a woman, how great it is to be fucking disrespected all the time, just on the basis of sex, basically. Like, literally because it's fun, like for sport. Like, I love dehumanizing women and their experiences. So it's like, we've been through a lot of shit, and this is just me, and I don't feel like I've been through the shittiest amount of shit, even. Like, there's probably girls who have been through so much worse shit than me. I mean, yeah. Not even just girls, but any person, period. The girls, the gays, the theys, everyone. And then to top it all off, sexism also exists in the medical field, which I personally have only experienced, like, practically with, more like with diagnoses. Stuff like me and my friend, who my friend has Asperger's and I have ADHD, and all the criteria for Asperger's and ADHD are basically male symptoms, and women don't have a lot of those symptoms, so people go undiagnosed for a very long time and have a lot of fucking problems. And then also, there's the theories, especially with ADHD, that men, like male symptoms are of the disorder, are only there because they're men, and they're not there because I'm a woman. Basically, because their behavior is encouraged, because men are supposed to be like loud, rowdy, jumping off the walls anyway, kind of thing. Not jumping off the walls, but you get what I mean. Like, they're supposed to take up space. And then women have been, I was told my whole life to like shut the fuck up because I was too loud. And like, oh, Lena's so fucking stupid. Lena's this, Lena's that. But then when a man or a boy with, ADHD in my class would do the same shit. No one gave a fuck, and they didn't tell him the same things that they told me. So it's super fun. Also, women's pain in the medical field, I mean, obviously gets played off as being like dramatic, and like, so we don't get help when it comes to like literal endometriosis and PCOS and fucking cancer and shit. But it's even worse for like women of color and just in general, people with uteruses and of color, it's just worse, like 110%, especially in the US, that have their pain overlooked, I think more than any other group, probably. But yeah, shit, bro. I need a fucking break. Let me come back. Sorry, I needed to drink my coffee because I was just over it. But are you with me so far? We have sexism. We have internalized sexism and misogyny. Women are being mean to women. Men are being mean to women. And men are being mean to men. We're all being fucking mean to each other. And why? Because patriarchy. And who do they expect to do their emotional labor for them? Them being men? Apparently me. So, and apparently other women. Because all I be seeing on social media is, how can I get better? How can I? Are you fucking sure? Hashtag not all men. Like, not me, right? Like, every time you say you hate men, and a man will be like, but not me. I have sisters, and I grew up with a mom, so I don't hate women. Or like, I have a wife, I don't hate women. I'm like, I get it, bitch, but it doesn't mean that you're not. I hope this makes sense. I'm just so mad and I needed to tell someone about all the shit. So, what are my fucking opinions? What is my tips and tricks for women and also for men and also for they and thems? My own opinion is that, bitch, is it that hard to just keep your mouth shut about topics you don't understand? That is number one. And also, is it so fucking hard to just empathize with people, not just with women and queer people and stuff like that, but just in general? Like, can we just be sensitive to women's experiences? Is it like, it's also like really bad for me, but it's like so much worse for women of color and so much worse for disabled women and so much worse for queer women and queer people. And it's just like ass. And you know who's not in that fucking list that I just put up? It is cis men. And bitch, I can't. And with all these comments and being active on social media and stuff, I've just kind of learned to brush it off and been like, and I've told other women in my life as well that we, as in women, are not here to teach men how to be good fucking citizens or human beings. Like, that is not my fucking problem. And what I've told them is men, if they care enough, will teach their damn selves. And I'm just so tired of doing men's emotional labor for them. Every time it's just arguing, oh, do you have a source that women are worse off? Do you have a source that women are oppressed? Do you have an article I could read? Bitch, YouTube is a thing. Google is a thing. There are several academic literature on these topics. If you really wanted to look up a source, you could have already done that instead of come to me whining about your male ego being hurt. And how it's poor you, poor you. And I'm kind of like not over the discussion, but I want men to be able to have healthy conversations with other men about how they are oppressed also under the patriarchy. But I am not really loving the idea anymore of talking to, especially just like cis men, about women's experiences and my personal experiences. Just to be met with, oh yeah, but men also have problems. Men also, I don't know, like, yes, men also are sexually assaulted. Men should be able to cry or show emotions. Men have a higher suicide rate. Like, men have so many, also, like, so many issues. But the thing that often I feel like men miss is that that is not us. Women do not, period. Like, I'm sorry, but if you disagree, fuck, then you're on hashtag not all men are. If you want to fuck with me about this. But in my opinion, Queen, and in other academic articles that I will be happy to tell you to go find, I will not link them to you, say that the patriarchy, aka men, oppress other men. Women do not oppress men. Have I been clear? Like, yes, a small percentage of women are fucking weird as shit, and perhaps bully men are actual misandrists that don't like joke about it like me. But it's like, these are the conversations, if you really genuinely cared about them, speaking to all men out there. All cis men, cis het men, particularly. If you really cared about these issues, if you really cared about men's sexual assault cases, if you really cared about men's mental health and suicide rates and all these things that you're willing to talk to me about, then bring them up amongst yourselves. Bring them up in a discussion with me that is independent from me taking up my problems, me talking about women's experiences, just to say, like, oh yeah, but men also have it. Yeah, but We also have it hard. It's like the only time I ever kind of hear about this stuff is when men feel like women's personal experience are like an attack on them and their egos, and then they get defensive and then they start blaming us for shit that is like not a thing. Clearly, I am very down. And I'm just tired of teaching men shit. And I really hope that men can have nice, wholesome, cute discussions about their well-being and the patriarchy amongst themselves and learn how to dismantle their sexism towards women. Because like my least favorite type of man is, are the people that literally are like not even what am I saying? Like not even reaching the lowest of low bars. Like the bar is so low for men. Like I see it on like social media as if a man says he's a feminist, it's like, King, oh my God, I wish, can we date? Blah blah blah. I wish you were my dad or whatever. It's what the fuck? It's like I feel like most men can't even amount to the lowest of bars, which is like be nice, validate our experiences, and keep it moving, sis. Like that's all you need to do. Saying hashtag not all men, having your male egos hurt, trying to rebuttal with some weird shit and then say that you're not being defensive, asking for sources when we say, hey, women are people, and you're like, what? That's crazy. That is not okay in any way, shape, or form. And it is honestly exhausting for everyone that posts about it. And it makes people not want to talk about it with you. So, and again, I've had productive conversations with friends that have behaved like this, but I'm just kind of over it. Especially bitches that say that they grew up with sisters or grew up with women or something. I'm like, and they're offended that I say that they could never understand women experiences. And it's like, but you will never understand. You are not a woman, so you will never do. That's like me saying that, oh yeah, I understand Native American cis male experiences perfectly. Am I Native American? Am I cis male? Absolutely not. I'm a white cis woman. I might be bisexual and have pink hair and ADHD, like a fucking learning disability, but am I? No, I cannot relate. I can't even relate to someone who doesn't have, who, I can't relate to someone who has a normal brain. I would never, I do not know. I could never experience what it's like to not have 35 thoughts a minute. I can never understand how it is to sit still and feel okay with it. Like it's, I feel like it's similar. So here are my tips, bitch. If any man has made it through, good for you, it shows growth. Am I going to applaud you? Not yet. I want to see some change. But basically, I've been doing some research. I know I said I wasn't going to teach men shit, but honestly, y'all be needing some support because it's not looking good for you guys. So I actually read this article by the Harvard Business Review, which was actually like kind of cute. And it was basically like tips on how men can start confronting other men on their like sexist behavior. But I feel like this provides some insight on like how you, as cis man, as a cis het man, can confront your own sexist behavior. So I will recite a quote from this article that is as follows. Allyship is hard work. It takes a deft touch and a thoughtful and empathetic ally to create lasting and meaningful change. Excellent allies have the courage to get comfortable doing the uncomfortable work of disrupting the status quo. End quote. And that's on period. Thank you. Now we wanted to go over their little tips, which is actually very cute. So basically, I don't know. maybe not tips first. So I'm gonna just go over like why this is important, because maybe you like don't understand why this is important and like it's kind of important. So better listen up. So why is it so important that, you know, men should be willing to confront other men when they demean or offend or harass women, even if it's unintentional? And basically, there are several reasons for this. In my opinion, it's like, for the first thing, it's like women who, like, when women call out bad male behavior, it's often like kind of valued negatively and kind of even is rated as like less competent information or whatever compared to a man that does the same. So y'all need to be fucking allies, because people be thinking we're annoying because they're sexist. And not because we're actually annoying. But, and also secondly, when a man confronts bias or sexism, I feel like observers, like the people that they talk to, are more likely to be persuaded, and like how the message is received is often less about like precise wording of the thing and more about like the identity of who tells you off. So like men telling other men off, in my opinion, fucking works. And also according to this article. So I'll put it in my bio, bitch, if you really want to read it. But basically, I feel like that confrontation that is intended to like change the attitudes and behaviors of men has, like, if it's done by another man, has way more impact, since it's perceived to be from someone who's like of the same group. You know, if I would go up to a bro and be like, "Hey, stop doing that, you ball sack," and they'd be like, "Ha, you're crazy," or whatever. But if a man from the same group was like, "Yo, that wasn't cool," I don't know. I don't know why that's my straight man voice, but basically that's the vibe. You got what I mean. Men telling off other men is just works, period. And basically, I also feel like men kind of are afraid. Like the reason men don't do this, I feel like, is like they're afraid that they're like the only guy in the room who objects to these type of things. Like they feel like, oh, it's gonna be embarrassing, it's gonna be weird, or whatever. So they stay silent when they could actually like break it up and be like a healthy role model and enable other men to find their voice too and speak up. So like I feel like it's, if men don't speak up, it's a lose-lose situation. If men do speak up, it's a win-win situation. You fucking feel me, bitch. Like I am on a fucking roll. I don't even have to edit this podcast. I'm gonna release it as is because I have been so confident through this whole thing. So now I'm gonna be reading though, so this might not be, this I might have to edit. But basically, the tips that the Harvard Business Review uses is use the 2-second rule. The well-documented bystander effect too often plays into the workplace when men stay on the sidelines, timid and mute in the face of obvious gender bias and sexism. So to combat this, they say just say something. We recommend the ouch technique. Simply say ouch clearly and forcefully. This buys you a few extra seconds to formulate a clear statement about why the comment didn't land well with you. Then have some ready responses queued up in advance, such as, so here's what you should say, man. One, did you really mean to say that? Two, we don't do that here. Oh my God, period. We love that. Okay. Three, that wasn't funny. That is also a period. And four, actually, that's an outdated stereotype. Okay, tip number two. When you say something, own it. When you confront another man, don't attribute your concern or offense to the fact that there's a woman in the room or that women may be offended. Too often we hear half-hearted confrontations such as, "Come on, Bob, there are women in the room." This implies that Bob's sexist comment would be acceptable if no women were in sight. That's actually really good though. Instead, use clear I statements to signal that the behavior didn't land the right way with you, such as, I didn't find that joke amusing, Bob. I don't appreciate the way it demeans women. Or, I'd really appreciate if you'd stop referring to our female colleagues as girls. They are women. Oh my god, period. This is such... I wonder who wrote this article. Wait, my ADHD is taking over. Oh my god, it's written by two men. W. Brad Johnson and David G. Smith. Another psychology and sociology professor. Oh my god, I'm kind of loving this. This is really cute. Okay. Number three. Use Socratic questions as a confrontation device. I don't know what the fuck a Socratic question is. Wait. What the fuck? Okay, an example of this apparently is. For instance, many women have experienced having a creative idea ignored during a meeting, only to have it repackaged by a man before the meeting ends. Oh my god, I've had that happen to me like 16 times. Fuck that shit. I say something once, a man says it louder, and then they get credit. Fuck that. Okay. Next time you bear witness to such co-opting of a female colleague's idea, ask a thoughtful question designed to remind everyone in the room, including the offender, who generated the idea in the first place. So, quote, I'm confused, Charles. I love the news. How is that any different from what Amber suggested a few minutes ago? So basically it's like effective in helping your colleague, like consider an alternative approach. You feel me? Okay, we're almost fucking at the end. Bear with me. I'm trying to help. Fuck, okay? Sorry if you think it's boring. Click off if you think it's boring. I don't think it's boring. I think it's really important. So listen up. Okay? Fuck. Number whatever the fuck. Which one is it? Sorry. ADHD vibes. I think it's four. Number four. Share what you've learned through a personal experience or relationship. Sometimes confrontation through self-disclosure can be a powerful approach. Sharing authentically how bias or sexism was harmful to someone close to you can cause other men to do a double take, seeing their own behavior through a new lens. Saying calmly but firmly, my wife experienced this at work and it's unacceptable. I don't want women to experience that here. Or, I know you're a good guy and I wouldn't want you to inadvertently offend women by suggesting they should smile more. Whatever. But yeah, so if you want, and if you don't have women in your life that openly talk about their shit, you can use all the examples I stated in the beginning, which is, you know, fun. I don't know if people actually give a shit if something happens, but whatever. Another tip is, number five, I guess, is use humor now and then. Particularly when you have an existing relationship with a male coworker or peer. Try a short humorous observation as an intervention. For instance, when a guy calls a guy calls a woman. I hate when people say females, I'm sorry. Calls a woman, oh, a female colleague, I guess that makes sense. Whatever. Say this. When they call them sweetheart, like they said to me, then ask, do you call all your software developers sweetheart? Or when a team member regularly interrupts your female colleague in a meeting, try some sports-related humor. Toss a yellow sticky note on the table and say, penalty, that's 10 yards for interrupting. Oh my god, period. I love these men. See, men can be nice. Do better, bitches. Be Brad and David. Be Brad and David. Okay, last one. Show your bro. No, I'm just kidding. He says show him, but I'm saying show your bro. Show your bro that you're on his side. Creating real behavior change in other men is best achieved through an artful blend of challenge and reinforcement. A group of real allies can turn confrontation into carefrontation, as one informal group of executive leaders shared with us. So, when a guy goes off the rails with sexism or harassing humor, first, use language that lets him know you see him as a part of your tribe and that your heart is in the right place. Pull him aside after a meeting and have a direct conversation. Show that you're worried about him. Use I statements that aren't accusatory, but also let him know how you feel as a friend and colleague. In clarifying the precise behavior of your concern, be specific in details, situation, and people involved. Basically, you have to make them understand how his behavior is hurting others, sabotaging his credibility, and why you care. And then when he shows some gender awareness or an inclusive mindset, be sure to follow up with some positive reinforcement. This is so cute. I hope you guys listen to this. This is so cute. And then they say, confronting other men about their missteps is not about humiliation, shaming, or angry altercations. And there is no one-size-fits-all approach. At times, a private conversation after the meeting will get a more positive result, especially if the perpetrator isn't a close colleague open to feedback. Anyway, it's cute as shit, bro. It is honestly just healthy masculinity, and it's so attractive and so great. I don't really know if this podcast, like, had a clear red thread, but bitch, does it ever. Like, I had a 3-page document of, like, a structured vibe, and still we got to this point. And if you expected anything more from someone with ADHD, then you think again. Like, I hope it was fucking entertaining. But, you know, in the future, be nice. A reminder to men that the bar is on the ground. Be nice. Validate our experiences. That is it. Feel like, just don't not all men us. Don't mansplain shit to us. You don't need to mansplain my own experiences to me, sir. Like, we're fucking Gucci. And I hope that my own experiences and other women's experiences around you, if you are a male, particularly cis, and if you're a hetero, then it applies especially to you as well. Just, like, listen to the women around you and listen to their experiences and be empathetic. Take their own truths as your truth. Because, like, you will never understand what we go through. You will never understand me having, not being able to go running in the woods at night. Me having, even in the safest fucking environments, like, having my keys between my fucking fingers like Wolverine. Fearing being sex trafficked. Like, there's so much shit we can't do. I can't even go traveling by myself, okay? Like, we are not, just because, oh yeah, I live in Sweden, or I live in Canada, or I live in, like, countries where it's a bit better, or it's a bit more equal, that doesn't mean that it's, feminism isn't needed, because these experiences, keep in mind that I'm from one of those countries. I'm from Sweden. I haven't lived in the States since I was fucking 7 years old. So even though I am half American and all these things, most of my experiences have been within Europe, and especially have been within Sweden. So these things still happen even in the countries that are most equal, and where I, as a white woman, have a lot of privilege. It still fucking happens, and it's super disgusting. And that is why I'm very mad all the time. And not just mad for myself, but mad for particularly other people. Queer people and women of color who I know just have it 50 million times worse than me. Like, I'm straight chilling compared to these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, I admire women so much. Wow, we're beautiful creatures. It's insane how strong and great we are. So I hope if you're a woman listening, you feel empowered. I just want to tell you that you're a bad bitch, and that's on fucking period. You are gorgeous. You are smart. You are talented. Make your voice heard. You are not fucking dumb as shit. No one can tell you otherwise. Like, speak up, please. You don't have to be passive. You don't have to, like, conform to all this shit. Try to, I know it's fucking hard, because I feel like I'm just, like, born with these qualities from not being neurotypical. Because I technically, like, actually, it burns my soul to not speak and yell about things that I care about. So I know that everyone isn't the same. Like, I don't want to generalize everyone, like, oh, women are so passive, blah blah blah, but just own your shit. Own your fucking shit, because you're so great and you're so awesome and you're just all these things. I'm trying to hype you up, bitch. You are the baddest bitch. I literally have a poster that I got that said, write your goals, hung it up on my wall, and just wrote, be a bad fucking bitch on it. And also, to quote a TikTok, if you're not feeling yourself, just because you're sad, it doesn't mean you're not hot. And that is also on what? Yes, on period. I think that's all for me today. Thank you for listening to my shit, to my rant. Again, I don't even think I have to edit this podcast because I've been talking straight facts for like an hour. And quick shout out to my fucking boyfriend. Quick shout out to Sam. We've been together 4 years. I haven't had to teach that man shit. Okay, he is a fucking godsend. And by godsend, I mean doing the bare minimum, sweetie. He has fulfilled the low bar set for men. He sympathizes, he listens, and he validates women's experiences. He's also like the youngest child who grew up around a bunch of strong women, and especially in power positions, so that can be a factor too. But you know what? Be more like him, bitch. Be more like him. And I'm not gonna put this man on a pedestal because he's literally doing the bare minimum, but I just love that I didn't have to teach him a thing. At this point, that is the dream. I am truly living the dream, you know? Feel supported. Yeah. So it doesn't make it that bad that I'm a bisexual woman who is in a committed relationship with a cis white het man. I love you all. I'm fucking exhausted from talking this long. But now I hope that I will never have to repeat myself again. Or why I think the way I think, or why I talk the way I talk, or why I will not say sorry ever for having opinions or being loud or anything. I will never say sorry again. Fuck that. I'm me, bitch. I hope you have a lovely day. I hope you feel empowered. I hope this spurs conversation amongst you and your friends, no matter what gender identity you have, or sexuality you have, or anything. No matter who you are, I hope this was really useful, even if it was a little bit all over the place. And hopefully, I will create a podcast next time if this one doesn't turn out too shitty with the vocal quality. Okay. Peace, bitches.